Eye on the Arctic, views from the north. I'm Elish Quinn, and this is your Week in Review. First from Canada. Canada's Environment Commissioner, Julie Gelfand, slammed Canada this week for its lack of preparedness when it comes to marine safety and traffic in the Arctic. In an audit report released on October the 7th, Gelfand highlighted a number of issues, including a lack of marine charts and the Coast Guard's icebreaking capacity that is decreasing at the same time marine traffic in the north is increasing. Conservative Prime Minister Stephen Harper has long made the Arctic one of his key legacy projects, and opposition MPs were quick to react to the report. Megan Leslie is the environment critic for the opposition NDP party.
Seeing increased traffic in the north. Now just imagine that we have a ship going through. We don't have proper mapping, we don't have proper guide about what navigational hazards there are. Just imagine if there's an accident in the north.
That was Megan Leslie from the opposition NDP party. And in other Arctic news, LEGO announced this week that it would cut ties with Royal Dutch Shell after a Greenpeace campaign protesting Shell's operations in the Arctic. LEGO's partnership with Shell involved Shell-branded toy kits, along with promotional items at gas stations. Part of Greenpeace's campaign involved a YouTube video depicting an oil spill drowning an Arctic landscape made out of LEGO that garnered almost 6 million views. And in Norway, the walrus population in the island of Svalbard in the Norwegian Arctic appears to be on the upswing. After being almost hunted to extinction over a period of 350 years, the animals gained protection in 1952. Now, not only are they being seen in greater numbers, they're being seen in more and more places on the island. And that was the Eye on the Arctic Week in Review. For more of your most read stories on Eye on the Arctic this week, go to rcinet.ca/arctic.